Hey, what's up? You're now listening to the Pod Gods Network. You can find us at podgodsnetwork.com. And this show is called Blogging Under the Influence, BY. Please enjoy.
They love the taste of blood. And I don't know what that means, but I know that I mean it. Maybe they're as evil as they seem, or maybe I only look out the window when it's scenic. Atmosphere finally made a good record. Yeah, right, that shit almost sounds convincing. The last time I felt as sick and contradictive as this was the last time we played a show in Cincy. Get real, they tell me. If only they knew how real this life really gets. They would stop acting like a silly bitch. They would respect the cock, whether or not they believed in it. Doesn't take much, and that's messed up, because these people do a lot of simple shit to impress us. While everyone was trying to outdo the last man, I was just a ghost trying to catch some Miss Pac-Man. Hello ma'am, would you be interested in some sexual positions and emotional investments? See, I'm not insane, in fact I'm kinda rational. When I be asking, yo, where did all the passion go? East Coast, West Coast, down south, Midwest. Nowadays everybody knows how to get fresh. Somebody give me a big yes. God bless America, but she stole the beef from Bless. Now I'm too fucked up to dance, so I'ma sit with my hand on the front of my pants. You can't achieve your goals if you don't take that chance. So go pry open that trunk and get those amps, you know? In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. See me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance.
Slide as much stuff across the table as you can, because that sounds great in a recording. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Anytime.
I wonder if you put like a hot pad underneath that.
I have put a washcloth or something underneath it before.
It didn't really help too much.
Yeah, it just changes the ambiance of a shitty podcast like ours to not have this noise come through the audio. It's part of the... It's kind of like the shaky cam or poor quality audio like in B-movies and stuff.
Yeah,
or, like or when they the use two different cameras. Come down,
yeah,
and you can see it in the screen and shit. It's just part of the experience of BY, if you will.
Yeah,
we are recording, by the way.
Oh, awesome!
Fabulous.
This is Blogging Under the Influence, episode 98. It's been a while.
It has. We were trying to remember. How many weeks?
We don't even know.
Six or seven.
Even the last one we recorded, I think I waited a couple weeks before I put up. So I don't even have a way to track that.
Nope.
It's been a fucking while. I apologize. I've been working a boatload of hours and I don't know. Just think of other excuses to plug in there. We did try to record, what was it?
Two weeks ago.
Yeah. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yes. Yep.
Got all the guys together. We're going to... Cooter Holland was here. Scott didn't make it, but Tyson was here. But me and Tyson started drinking at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon that day. So by the time it got time to do a podcast, I don't think we could have managed to sit down in front of microphones to have any kind of conversation. Jason, what do you remember about that night?
Getting here, everybody deciding that the bar was a really fantastic idea. Tyson ripping the buttons off of his shirt, knocking tables over, dragging me off the bar stool, and shot after shot after shot of Gore's Mallet and black licorice something or other. I don't know. Was it Lucid? Tyson just told me it was black licorice.
We were taking shots of Lucid?
No.
Jägermeister?
Okay. It probably was.
I say, if we're drinking Lucid, that's absinthe. That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
I don't even remember Jägermeister. I don't remember going to the bar.
I don't...
Like, I remember me and you were like sitting down having some heartfelt bromance conversation right here where we're sitting right now.
Yeah.
Shauna got pissed because she wasn't happy with the non-supper we had or something, I don't know, and said, fuck it, we're going to the depot to get food. They went to the depot and brought food back.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point after that, you and I got dragged by the sober people to the bar.
I wouldn't call Tyson sober.
Okay.
No, he wasn't.
And Mike.
Mike wasn't. He was drinking, too. I was the only one at the depot. I had one drink.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I had another drink. When we went the first time to get the food, we had to wait so long that we got drinks. I had one. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many Tyson had.
I don't remember drinking.
But the behavior that happened that night was there when we were getting food as well.
From Tyson.
From Tyson.
Yeah, he was a maniac.
He got on the bartender's ass because they didn't have chicken gizzards that night. And that's what he wanted.
Yuck. Why would you even want to ingest such garbage?
I said, Tyson, if you want that, let's run to the store, go buy it, I'll go home and cook it.
Right.
No, you guys can have the podcast. I'll cook you fucking gizzards.
Tyson didn't want to do a podcast.
Didn't want to do a podcast.
He was willing to if it came down to it, but he would have been that obnoxious, crazy drunk.
Ended as soon as possible night is what kind of podcast that would have been.
He was coming straight off his breakup with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. He came over here at like noon.
Mm-hmm.
Like he called me. I was going to the grocery store. He called me as I was leaving to go to the grocery store. It was like
he was already on his way.
He was like, "Hey, what's going on? What are you up to?" And I said, "I'm just going to the grocery store." And he's like, "All right, well, I'll head that way if you guys aren't doing anything." I'm like, "Yeah, that's fine, man." I don't even get to the grocery store, and he sends me a text that says, "I'm at your house," and I'm like, "Well, okay, going in. Shauna's there, whatever."
Does he bother to tell me Tyson's on his way?
Well, I didn't know he was that close. He said he was on the fucking highway turning by Casey's when he texted me the first time. So he pulled in, like, right after he texted me, right after I responded to him.
I was doing dishes in my underwear. I had to quickly run into the bedroom and put pants on.
Yeah, well, you'll have that sometimes. But yeah, so a podcast didn't happen that night.
No.
Although there is some video floating around the ethers of that night.
The NSA has it, so.
The NSA, yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine's mother has it.
Yeah.
She was there and witnessed John's soldier boxing.
My soldier boxing. I guess that's my patent.
I don't remember
patented,
that.
Dance moves.
It goes along the lines of this. Sorry, no video.
Okay, my wife's standing up. Yeah.
This is him dancing the whole night.
So she's like pumping her fist like in an uppercut motion and bringing her knees up to her waist. So yeah, like a soldier boxing, I guess.
Okay. I don't remember any of that.
Dancing.
So
you were on the floor at this point.
I remember dancing with
off
Red
the stool on the floor.
How nice.
Tyson told me he kept trying to hump your face. That's why you kept falling off the bar stool, because he was humping your face.
Yep, he was humping your face. Hands on the bar. Other hand on the back of your head, just humping your face. And you're just there.
I'm glad I don't remember that. I would, yeah.
I really wouldn't have minded doing drugs that night just to get the fuck away.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had to babysit us.
It was just the worst night of hell in my entire 35 years of life.
You weren't even mad at me the next day. You said I was fine. I was just happy and... You weren't mad at me. We're not going there.
You're right.
But
let's not go into full detail why the evening sucked for Shauna. We'll just go there.
The next day, you're like, "Oh, you're just funny," and
well,
you weren't being a dick or anything.
I was trying to not be that angry ginger that wants to kill everybody with her eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently that's all I ever do. So, anyways.
Well.
It was a great night ever.
Yeah.
Won't ever experience it again.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said to Cindy when she pulled me, dragged me into the house because like I was.
I will just leave.
And we'll all end up in jail.
And what happens, happens. I will not be a part of it. I'm just, when it gets that way again. I hope I
wasn't too big of a problem.
All I'm going to do is say, ha ha.
You don't have it in you to just leave us, to leave your adult family behind like that. You know you're in charge of us in those situations. You don't have it in you. You might be fucking super pissed the next day. You might kick me in the balls while I'm sleeping. But you won't leave us. You don't have it in you. You got too big a heart.
I just might.
You know, we're just trying to have a good time. A lot of bad decisions were made, yes. I will never say differently.
Some that could have landed quite a few people in jail that evening.
Yeah.
Had there not been one sober person to try and
me too. I thought you had been kicked out. I couldn't remember. So
yeah, how do you not kick someone? Tyson was standing on a table. He did the fucking Hulk rip on his shirt and popped all the buttons off of it.
No, and then alien came and ate all his buttons. And he didn't do that.
And then he fell. He remembers doing that now.
He fell face first off the table.
With the table. The table fell, and he fell and hit his face on another table.
Yeah.
This is in public. This is a public fucking place.
It's a bar.
Anywhere but this hick town would be like, get the fuck out of here. Not in Harford. They're like, woo, do it again.
They keep serving drinks, too.
Yeah, I know. There's got to be a cutoff line. At some point, the bar is liable. You know,
they are liable.
From
if
the
they
second
know.
We walked into that fucking place, they should have been like, get out.
Yeah.
You obnoxious fuckers are not getting served.
I only had 5 beers before we went, at the very most. So I was.
You were hammered when we were sitting here. You had that fucking look in your eyes and could barely walk at that point.
Yeah, I wasn't moving too good that week. We got a 55,000 pound load of glass and.
Yeah, Tyson had to help you in the van.
Okay.
And then when you got out of the van and I helped you try to get to your door, you, like, slid out the door like a snake. Just.
Oh, and you dumped beer in our new van, too.
You did.
Did I have a beer in your van?
You did. Everybody
had a beer in the van.
Because we're fucking smart.
You take open containers to a bar.
Yeah.
Sit in the parking lot.
We can't go
and then walk into
12 blocks without a beer in our hand, apparently, because everybody fucking took them.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Every seat
okay.
in the van.
So maybe I was a little bit more drunk than I thought when we went to the bar.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody was a little drunker than they thought, except for one person who had to deal with the whole situation. And I think that if had I not been there, they probably would have kicked you guys out.
Really?
Because he kept looking at me and saying, I am so sorry, you have to deal with this. I said, oh, this is every day.
Yeah, like that dude, don't get that drunk every night.
I don't know.
But, yeah, so, some life-altering decisions have been made after not only that night, but another one like that a week later, which was probably worse in the grand scheme of things. We're at Tyson's house drinking, and I don't remember half that night either. So
2 weeks in a row, drinking
that tends
so much
to make you start reevaluating your decision-making paradigm.
It does.
Yeah.
So last night I didn't drink a drop. Saturday night, didn't drink a drop till we got home. I drank one glass of wine when we got home. But we spent the day running around doing different shit, watching ball games and swimming and.
Yep. Going to a movie.
Yeah. Which the movies we saw, what was that called? This Is the End.
Yeah, how was that?
It was fucking awesome.
Really? I gotta watch a preview for that.
It is great.
Yeah.
Fucking Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill.
And they play themselves.
nice.
I don't remember the other dude's name. Whose house are they at? What's that cat's name?
Franco.
Yeah, James Franco.
James Franco's house.
It's got everything, man. It's like.
Rihanna's in it.
It's like. I'll say it's like Super Bad or something like that meets Dogma.
Oh, wow.
With better special effects. Well, with special effects. Because it's about the end of the world. basically.
Okay.
It's about revelations. Yeah, but they one dude that I don't remember his name, he's been in a bunch of comedies, but he goes and meets up with Seth Rogen, and then they go to a, later that night they go to a party at James Franco's house, and shit just starts getting crazy outside, and yeah, I'll give everything away, but
made me scream like a little
there's
girl.
There's a lot of things in that movie that have never been depicted on film before. And I call it now, it's going to be one of them fucking classic movies like Up in Smoke or Clerks or something like that. Not like blockbuster famous, but it's going to be one of them ones.
Cult classic.
You're going to want to go back and watch several times. I mean, yeah. I'll buy the Blu-ray the day it comes out. I mean, awesome. It's awesome. If we still had dollar theaters, I'd go watch it in a dollar theater when it came out. But those are a thing of the past, I guess.
Well, they still have the drive-in up there.
Yeah, they do. They do. Wouldn't want to take the kids to it. Even my 14-year-old, I wouldn't want her to see it. I mean, there's
even though
like,
it is PG.
There's a demon possession by sodomy.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
At one point, one of the major players in the movie pisses in his own mouth.
Yeah.
They're out of water. Oh, Kenny.
On camera.
Kenny Powers is in it, too. Danny McBride. The dude from, what's that HBO show called? Where he's the Major League Baseball player? Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down.
Yeah. If you've never seen that, Jason, you're looking at it like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's an awesome, awesome flick. Probably torn it somewhere or whatever. But, yeah, he comes in a little late in the movie. Kind of after the shit already hits the fan, he'd been in the house, but everybody thought he was already dead, even before shit started going crazy. But he plays himself, you know, which apparently is an annoying asshole, kind of like Tyson when he's drunk. Tyson compares himself to Kenny Powers all the time, so
okay,
it's very cocky and
yeah,
I don't know. So, this is the end. I'll give it 6 beers out of 5. Best movie I've seen in theaters. Period.
6 beers out of 5?
Yeah.
It's our new rating system. I was wondering how you were going to rate it.
Yeah.
Like, if we have our own system.
Right.
6 beers out of 5.
So, the BUI show gives it 6 beers out of 5.
But, okay, next topic. We're, what are you doing over there, Jason? What are you sucking on?
My fake cigarette.
Your fake cigarette. What is it? What are
you smoking? It's Applewood.
No, what device are you using?
Ego C Twist, 1,000 milliamp hour battery. So,
you have the Ego C Twist.
Yes.
I have. Now, these are electronic cigarettes we're talking about. We all switched to these.
Vaporizer thing.
Probably shortly. We did shows since then, but I haven't had this Ego. We haven't done a show since I've had this Ego.
Yes, we have. You had it on the lanyard around your neck a couple times.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we've done a couple.
Okay.
You've had it since March.
Have I?
Yes.
Well, I have an Ego C non-twist. I don't know what it's called. It's just an Ego C.
Yeah, they have those too.
Ego C upgrade.
Yeah.
This is what it's called. It's a two-day battery. It lasts me about a day because I'm a nicotine junkie. But I haven't smoked a real cigarette since January. I think that's when it was.
That's about when I quit. Yeah. See, it was right after I did.
Electronic cigarettes, and then you went to these vapors.
Yeah,
you
know, I had the Blue for years, so you guys tried the Blue, and it does work, but it's just not enough. It's not.
It doesn't help fight the urge.
The flavor. Just not as much nicotine in it, not as much flavoring.
Yeah.
And
or options, really. This, you've got options. You can go menthol or not menthol, but you can also go fruity.
Yeah.
Or cinnamon.
Or
fruity and menthol. The watermelon frost, which is watermelon menthol, is really good. Tastes like Jolly Rancher.
Nicotine free?
Probably so, from that website I was getting them from. And they're USA made. Liquids.
What brand was that you're buying?
High Caliber.
High Caliber.
Yep. from myvapestore.com. That's where I got this one from.
Okay. I haven't bought anything from this website, but HoosierEcigs.com. They sell the same brand that you used to buy, the little white bottles. But those little white bottles are like $3.99.
Oh, wow.
They sell up to 50 milliliter bottles. The wow. 50 milliliter bottles, which would, I don't even know how many times I'd fill your tank. This tank here is only, I think it's 1.2 milliliter. 1.6 milliliter. So, you know, you're looking at filling it 30 plus times.
Yeah. And that's the equivalent of 10 milliliters is the equivalent of 5 packs of cigarettes. So you're looking at 5 times 5, 25 packs.
Well, depending upon the nicotine content, that's probably based on a 24 milligram.
No. I'll assume. You could get lights and ultralights and stuff like that.
But there's no nicotine difference in cigarettes.
There's not. Okay.
I mean, lights basically in a cigarette is determined by how many perforations are in the filter. If you got one row of perforations, it's a full flavor. If you got two rows of perforations, it's a light. If there's three rows or more, it's an ultralight. So if you remember, if you ever smoked a fucking ultralight, felt like you're just sucking in air.
It is, because it's all air.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. I remember when I used to smoke real cigarettes, if I ended up having to buy a light or an ultralight, at work, I would take a piece of tape and put it around the perforations just so it was a full flavor again. So there's no nicotine difference. I know that's how they sell a lot of this e-liquid shit, but it's really just, you know, you trying to step down if you're buying a smaller milligram of nicotine.
Yeah.
You know, which I started with the 18 milligram, but if they're out of flavors that I liked, I jump up to the 24 and fucking regret it every puff because really? It would just hurt my goddamn brain. But now I'm on the 12. So the guy at H&R Puff and Stuff on First Street in Gas City can get you 12 in anything. And he's like a great drug dealer. He'll get you anything you want.
Yeah, he'll let you have free samples there,
free
too.
Free samples.
Yeah. Oh, he'll, you want to try this flavor? Yeah, we got the blueberry.
If your paraphernalia is fucked up, he'll fix it for you.
Yeah.
Remember when you stepped on my battery and it broke? Right, you remember that?
Was this last week.
Do you remember
he said it wasn't your fault.
I'm not saying it was her fault. I'm asking her if she remembers when she stepped on my battery and it broke.
You know, I can ask you a lot of, do you remember when questions?
And my answer will be no.
Exactly. So, here's my answer. No.
Oh, yeah. Because you were too drunk, right?
Yeah, I was too drunk.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, well, we're advocates of the electronic cigarette here at BUI, at least the three of us sitting here.
Yeah.
Tyson just quit smoking altogether over a year ago, so he makes fun of us for these. Cooter Holland and Scott still smoke real cigarettes, so we have to accommodate for them still when they come over. But
it's not bad. They can sit next to each other and have one ashtray.
Yeah, they can hold hands and shit. They do anyway, but...
Yeah.
Well, I remember, I'm going to switch gears here. When we first started BUI, we had a belligerent Bill on the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were all talking about, you know, what segments we should do and, you know, what we should talk about. And he would always get drunk and say, I want to do a gardening segment. And we'd be like, you're a faggot, shut up.
I was thinking
we're
about that today.
We're not doing a gardening segment. But guess like, what I want to talk about?
Yeah, I was thinking today, you know, we could talk about gardening, but I don't want to be called a faggot, so.
Well, I had a garden then when, you know, Bill was saying that. We grew a few tomato plants or whatever.
And one pumpkin plant.
And one pumpkin plant, but Jason and us, have kind of jumped the shark this year and said, you know what, we're doing a fucking big garden. So Jason bought a plot of land that a house was torn down on with nothing on it, and he put in a farm. He's got two donkeys.
I wish. You can fuck a donkey.
Huh? I could fuck a donkey.
No, you could fuck a donkey, I suppose, if you really were so inclined.
I don't know where to get a donkey. No, no. My point is, Jason has a really, really big garden. How big is your garden, like, square foot-wise?
Probably close to 30 feet wide, and I'd say 50 feet long, 40 feet long, so.
Wow. So over, yeah.
And it's going to be bigger next year.
That's a lot.
It's not doing as well as yours is.
Well, I mean, and yeah, it will. We're ahead of you.
Yeah.
We planted before you did.
Yeah, you did.
Like a week ahead of you, I think.
I think so.
And I think some of our stuff, anyway, some of the stuff was a little bit bigger.
We have a lot of it from seed, too.
Yeah.
Our tomato plants and peppers weren't, but everything else was. I've already taken several radishes out and eaten them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I didn't have as many come in as I was hoping, though. We planted a whole row and only got about half. Next year, it's going to be way better.
Yeah.
I love radishes. Michaela likes radishes.
Do you?
Yeah, I know.
I'll make sure next year we got plenty.
Yeah, you can plant the radishes. We'll plant broccoli.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, so what all are you growing?
I've got 24 tomato plants.
Insane.
Yeah.
You're going to have to open
They just kept
stand.
Giving to us. And I don't know how many peppers. Tons of peppers. Like bell, Hungarian wax, habanero, jalapeno. Some sweet chilies,
Oh, you got sweet chilies?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to trade you some regular chilies for sweet chilies.
Yeah.
I didn't get any sweets. I didn't think about it. I did
sweet,
the little fucking orange things that only get about wax. 2 or 3 inches long. That's what that smallest pepper plant is out there. I don't know why the fuck it ain't growing, but it's got flowers on it.
I don't think it's supposed to.
It's got to get bigger than that. And it's not even 8 inches tall yet.
My habaneros aren't real big, and they were all put in the same time and everything. They just,
really?
Some of them I just think don't get real big because the habanero pepper's not either. So.
Yeah.
Not like your
what
bell
peppers.
What are
you going to do with it? I'm always curious to
you
people
cook with
that.
Them.
I know what you say. We've went over this. Like, I like hot shit. I really do. But the Scotch bonnet or the habanero, whatever you want to call it, is like just beyond what needs to be consumed by a human as far as...
Oh, I'm going to have ghost chilies next year.
That's fucking insane.
And they're
insane.
5 times hotter on the scale.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. Yeah. It's like...
More
capsaicin. Yeah, I'll get you one.
Yeah, that's all you need.
I want one habanero.
What are you going to do with an habanero?
Chili.
See? That's
oh,
just,
yeah.
No.
I like hot chili, but
chili.
Fuck.
When we make Mexican rice, we usually use diced tomatoes and habaneros, and it's
so
good.
You just dice up the habaneros and put in there?
Well, it's a can we buy right now,
yeah,
but next year we won't have to buy that can.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I think.
I throw a can of that in chili, habanero, and diced tomatoes. Oh, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's diluted enough because you're adding 4 different kinds of beans and meat and...
Right.
I've also got jalapenos and everything else in there.
Right.
My chili's good. I perfected a recipe and wrote it down drunkenly one night. It's different every time, but man, it's good.
You know what I added to my last batch of chili? Like, I like sour cream and chili anyway.
That's weird.
No, it ain't. That's not weird at all. But we had frozen in the freezer some chipotle sour cream.
Oh.
Like a whatever normal size thing, like 12 ounces or something. But, you know, after a while it was getting ready to go bad, so we just froze it so we could cook with it. It's good in cornbread, too, if you're making cornbread to go with your chili.
You can freeze your sour cream if you're
going
to use it to cook with.
Right.
If you're going to use it to consume, you can't freeze it.
Oh, okay.
So we thawed out this 12-ounce thing of that chipotle sour cream, and I just put it in the chili while I was cooking it. Oh, it was fucking good. It was hot, but it was good.
Dominated, yeah. So it wasn't too bad.
Well, I put brown sugar in his, so.
Did you need some Chipotle whey after that?
Chipotle whey? What is that?
That was a South Park episode. It was to take care of the bleeding asshole after you eat Chipotle.
Chipotle.
The Chipotle?
Chipotle. It's L-E.
I'm sorry, I'm not Mexican.
You're not. You look Mexican.
I've been doing yard work.
I know Mexican.
I speak a little bit of Spanish. No mas pantalones.
No more pants?
Yeah. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Where is your what?
Bathroom.
Bathroom. Oh, baño. Okay. I used to know a lot of Spanish. I took it in high school, but I didn't take it very seriously.
I've met a lot of Spanish-speaking people at Culver. They were the drug dealers' kids from Colombia and stuff.
No shit.
Yeah.
You've never told me this.
Yeah. One guy was buying me all types of shit, hats and shirts, and yeah, they were really cool. Ernesto Gomez was the name of the one kid that I met up there.
So for the people not familiar with Culver, what is Culver?
Small military academy. It's in Indiana. It's not so much military now, but
really?
At the time I was going there, if you took aviation, you were flying a small plane. If you took sailing, you were, you know, climbing up in the mast of the three-masted pirate ship they had there,
right,
and sailing it. So, and horse troop, they rode horses, so.
So this dude would disappear every summer for what, 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
6 weeks every summer he disappeared. You did this, yep, like, what, through
Three years in a row, yeah.
Ninth, oh, really?
Yeah.
I did them more than that.
9th, 10th, and 11th grade, I think.
Can I send Donovan to stuff like this?
Yeah. Yeah, and they have actual...
How young do you have to be?
Well, they do have like a young camp, too, but... I'm not sure how young it is. You'd have to check with them. And they give scholarships for needy families and stuff like that, too.
Wonder if they have
so my scholarship, I was paid, but they might. Yeah.
Maybe we could do that one summer for the kids, send both boys.
Yeah, you wake up early, you wear uniforms, you march, you do parades, you...
Teach them a little bit of discipline and respect.
Discipline and respect, yeah. And I loved it. Some people didn't do so well, but...
It was
so structured, and the classes you can take, you know, they recommend only taking one educational course and everything else fun. So I was taking like riflery, archery, fencing, sailing.
I remember the fencing.
Yeah. I mean, I learned I was good at a bunch of shit that I didn't have around here.
Yeah.
You know? I love sailing. That is so much fun.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, it's a nice campus. It's a lot of fun.
And it's for how long? 6 weeks in the summer?
Six weeks in the summer, right through the hot parts.
Yeah.
Homecoming is, I think, the week after July 4th, so that's like the halfway point, basically. And that's when all the us graduates can go back and reminisce.
Oh, really? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I have once. John and I went up there. And
that's cool.
Wandered around for the day. I think that was when Mom was up there teaching. She was one of the camp counselors for summer.
Really?
Yeah.
What was she teaching?
Well, she wasn't teaching. She was the head counselor. She was making sure the girls in her section didn't do anything they weren't supposed to do and making sure everything was okay. They've got a whole...
Tightening in the reins. Yeah. Colleen's pretty good at that.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she had more trouble with the assistants. They bring back college help, basically, for teaching the classes, and they're the assistants of the head counselors for all the different divisions.
Right.
And they are party animals, and I wish I would have known that, because I would have been teaching.
Well, now that I've moved on from beer and switched to wine... We're going to have to get your mom down here one time.
Yeah. She's pretty good wino.
A pretty good wino.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we normally do some headlines on the show. I think we should get back to that. We are about the halfway point, so we'll take a little break, and we'll come back with some fucked up news.
We never introduced our names.
We didn't. I'm Mick.
J-Dub.
Shauna.
Okay, hi.
Hello, I'm Rita Ramnani. Adam has kindly asked me to record some kind of promo for the Oddcast Podcast UK. Apparently, I'm supposed to try and big the show up and make it sound all exciting and amazing. But if I'm truthfully honest, I never listen to the show. Because frankly, I have a life. And sitting around listening to three guys natter on about nothing isn't my idea of a good time. In fact, if I wanted to sit down and listen to inebriated idiots waffle on about how great Batman is, or whether a samurai sword is actually a katana, then I'd rather go down the local park and listen to tramps. At least that way I might see a fight or something. I mean, does Adam actually think people care about what he has to say? Do we care about his segments Star Watch, where they discuss about actors and actresses? We all have IMDb, Adam, so why are you bothering? Also, having a segment called Go Back and Watch This doesn't make you some kind of critic. If I want to go back and watch a film, it won't be because you told me. So, the Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. And I'm not surprised, really. Nobody wants to hear three Brits mumble their way through a podcast. So don't go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com and don't bother following on Twitter at Barker Podcasts and at Oddcast Podcast. It'll only depress you. Adam, stop podcasting. The Pod Gods Network would be a better place without you. Nobody's had the heart to say it, but it's true. Sorry, hun. It's for your own good. I'm saying this as a friend. Okay, end of promo. Thank you.
Welcome back, motherfuckers.
Howdy.
Damn, Scott's not here to bitch about that. I think they're at the water bowl.
Ah.
I called Tyson yesterday. Tried to call Tyson yesterday. Kept dropping the call because it was this Galaxy S is like 2 years old and keeps fucking dying on him and shit. But I'm pretty sure the rest of the Moonshine Boys are out in the summer fun. Drinking beer at the beach today. The local watering hole. We did go to another watering hole yesterday.
Camp Lehman.
It was alright.
Lehman? Yeah. Something like that.
Lehman, probably. Camp Lehman.
Camp Lehman and
L-E-H-A-M.
Oh, yeah. I've driven past.
Yeah, we've driven past twice a fucking week.
For years.
For years. And been like, we should go there someday. We should go there someday.
You went yesterday.
The kids wanted to go, but we went without the kids.
But it's always best to go without kids first. You have to test it and make sure that it is our kid friendly.
Right.
Because I am not going to go to a new place with all our kids and not know what to expect.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
I could go to jail.
Yeah, it'd be good, though. They got water slides and shit and diving boards, multiple diving boards. So.
And they're open. Can fish over there.
Yeah, you can fish. You can take water rafts anywhere, but there is a strict no outside food or drink policy, which means unlike the water bowl, you can't take a cooler full of beer. And so the water bowl still wins.
As far as that's concerned.
Because you can get drunk there. Then you can go down to the campsites and without paying for camping and barbecue, because we do that every time we go, too. We take food and
cook out.
Go down to the campsite, cook out, and come back and swim again.
But a lot of fun. We don't know if you can do that over there, either. That does have a campground listed.
Yeah, and they do stamp your hand. So you and that, they actually have a nice park and shit, too, so you can
go have a picnic, come
right.
back.
That is possible. Still, probably no beer or wine now. No wine.
You can go a day.
I've went several days.
Exactly.
Several days. I just got to take... My new motto is melatonin and Moscato. I think I just rapped. Damn, I ought to try rapping sometime. I could be a rapper, y'all.
But
But, yeah, Paula Deen. We'll just jump right into it. No segue. Just fucking Paula Deen. Now, I first heard about Paula Deen, and I just read something on Twitter because one of my Facebook friends, at Grimy Josh, he's a mixed feller. His dad's one race and his mom's another. White and black. I don't know which is which or whatever. But he was just going off on, like, Paula Deen dishes, like hashtag Paula Deen dishes, and they're all like racially insensitive, you know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? So I did some research, because I don't watch TV at all. I watch Hulu and Netflix, and you know, but I don't get any of the news or the gossip or any of that shit. I'm not interested anyway, but Bob and Tom hadn't talked about it either. That's normally where I get my news in the morning. Since I work day shift, I can listen to Bob and Tom again, which is awesome. But they hadn't talked about it. So right before the show, and I'm like, I had heard that Paula Deen admitted to somebody somewhere that she had said the word nigger before. Like, right? Like she had said it before. Not like, I use it all the time, or, you know, it's part of my regular vernacular when I speak to people. No, it's like she said it before. And I thought that's what the backlash was about. And it was, kind of. Because, you know, everybody said that word. You know, it doesn't even have to, you could be quoting somebody, you could be, it doesn't have to be racially insensitive to say that word. You could say it like I said it a moment ago. And nobody's, I hope, nobody's going to try to peg me as a racist for saying that word. But I watched a video a few minutes ago that explained what the backlash was, and I guess she had been really insensitive to some black employees on her show or whatever.
Oh wow!
I don't know if she called anybody that or not, but I guess she did some deposition regarding this, and she was just being honest, and her honesty cost her her fucking job. Food Network's not renewing her contract. But one of the craziest things, I guess, she said in the interview was, or the deposition was, that she's planning a wedding, and she wanted all the black servers to dress up as slaves.
That's pushing it.
Yeah. We're sitting here before I watched that video. I'm like, I don't understand. You know, everybody said that word, you know. You know, you don't have to be racist just because you've said it once or twice or, you know, or whatever. I mean, it's a fucking word. It doesn't have power unless you use it like it has power. You know, if I say that guy's a fucking, then that word has power. You know, if you're quoting somebody or talking about the word just to talk about it or whatever, it doesn't have power. It's just a word. But asking people to dress up like slaves at a wedding,
that's pretty insensitive.
That's very insensitive, and that's, how would that even cross your fucking mind, like, to do? Like, I don't know, a lot of times I hate talking about racism because, you know, I'm not black, I don't know how it feels, you know, to even have that subject brought up or whatever. It's got, you know, for some people it doesn't bother them, for others, you know, if they've experienced a lot of racism in their life or something that they'd at least perceived as racism in their life, then they're going to be really sensitive to that kind of shit. You know what I mean? They have the right to be sensitive to that kind of shit. But I don't know. I was always on Paula Deen's side, even though, you know, before any of this happened, they gave her hell about cooking unhealthy stuff.
And then she did that Weight Watchers thing or whatever.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, not every meal has to be healthy for you. Yeah, I don't know. That was all bullshit to me. But this kind of, I guess, opened everybody's eyes, you know, to who Paula Deen is, I guess. You know, she is from the South.
You know. Yeah.
Racism exists. I mean, there's still, even have to be in the South, racism is still prevalent in America.
Yeah, there's still segregated towns and all that crap down there.
Well, it's better than it ever has been. Yeah. I don't think anybody can deny that, but
It's going to get better every day, too, but still, there's no room for that.
What are you looking at, woman? I've got a no-phone policy at my podcast table. What's going on?
I'm looking at the recipe for apple pie enchiladas.
What does that have to do with Paula Deen? Are you on her website?
No, absolutely not, but she made me think of food.
Oh, okay.
So now I want to make apple pie enchiladas for a show one night.
Okay. Or one day. We might be doing a lot of Sunday casts like we're doing today.
I'm cool with that.
Some mildly sober Sunday casts.
Yeah.
We'll move on. I just thought that was, you know, it's prevalent in the news and wanted to talk about, you know, I'm sure people are listening were probably more up on the news than I was. I just found out that she wanted people to dress up like slaves at a wedding, and that's like, well, no wonder people are pissed off at you.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck? You know, you can't get out of that. Once you make a decision like that in your life, then you're stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's stuck as a fucking racist until she's dead. Hey, it doesn't matter what she does nice from now on. And it doesn't matter what commercials she does for equal rights, because I'm sure they're coming. You know, she'll do whatever she can. She's got the money to get out of this. And she'll probably end up with a show on some other network or whatever, but...
But she's still, you know, a racist.
She's going to be pegged as a racist. And I don't disagree with that now. I mean, you can't just... That's way worse than using a word. You know? Yeah. You could call somebody a word and shake that. You can't tell people you want them to dress up like slaves and get away from that. That's fucking crazy. Hey, want to do a guess the headline?
Yeah.
Sure.
Blank expert dies after blank event to calm fears of snakes. Oh, I shouldn't have said snakes.
Snake expert?
A snake expert. How'd you get that one? You're a fucking genius.
He did one of those church thingies, didn't he?
After blank, during an event to calm fears of snakes.
He died?
He died, yeah.
After?
A tongue? It sounds like one of those Baptists.
No.
Okay. Those religious dancing.
He's just like, yeah, they did this
speak
uptown.
Tongues.
They did this at fucking Heritage Days. They had a snake expert come up there.
No, they had...
Charmer?
No, I didn't say charmer. He's a snake expert. Dies after blank during a presentation on overcoming fear of snakes.
Dies after a bite.
Yeah, he got bit by a fucking viper. Because, you know what? He was handling a fucking viper. Like an idiot. Why aren't there fire experts that, like, light themselves on fire?
I think they tried that.
Non-protective gear.
Tiananmen Square back in China in the 80s.
Oh, those were
or
tank
90s.
Experts.
Okay.
They wanted to show you how safe it was to get run over by a tank.
Yeah. Well, if you light yourself on fire first.
Yeah.
That was kind of insensitive, wasn't it?
It was. Oh, God, we're Asian racist now. A German snake expert died after being bitten multiple times by a viper during a presentation aimed at helping people ease their fears of scaly reptiles. Dieter Zorn, a 53-year-old, oh my God, this can't be what it's called. What would a snake expert be called technically?
Snake expert.
Somethingologist, right?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Somethingologist.
Reptile.
This is great. This is the show.
Snakeologist?
Huh?
Snakeologist?
Nope.
Reptileologist or
nope.
Something. No?
Two more guesses. One from you, one from you. Snake expert. Think STD. Come on, we can't have dead air. Guess something.
La, 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 la.
Man, I have no idea.
Think STD.
Think STD, yeah. Okay. Somethingologist.
I got a snake, man.
I got a snake.
Why are you both looking at me?
I don't know, because Jason gave up.
I gave up.
I'm trying to remember the names of all the STDs.
Herpetologist.
Oh.
It looks like herpetologist.
I was not going for herpes.
How did they get herpetologist?
Gonologist.
Yeah. Right. Let's see, there's chlamydia.
Hivologist.
Gonorrhea.
Ageologist. Clapologist.
Yeah, I almost said that.
Crabsologist.
No.
Should have known it was the nerpes.
Herpetologist. Anyway, 53-year-old herpetologist died Tuesday evening after a heart attack after he was bitten by an aspic viper.
An aspic?
Aspic.
Oh. This is all sounds like porn
over here. Yeah, he's doing a reptile show which shows people how to overcome their fear of snakes. Now everybody in the audience gets free fucking therapy.
Yeah.
They're going to be scared to death of snakes now.
They should be. They're snakes.
You're right. Exactly. You're supposed to be scared of some shit.
They
snakes
they
are one of them.
They kill.
Big-ass spiders and snakes and...
Yeah. Doesn't even have
lions,
to be big-ass spiders
and bears.
For this one over here. There could be a spider the size of your pinky nail on the wall, and she'll be like, fucking kill it. Go get... kill that. It's going to land on me and lay eggs in my nose.
No, it's my arm.
Your arm, whatever.
Look, that spider bite scared the fuck out of me. I hate spiders now.
I don't like spiders either, and I'll kill them when I see them, but I'm
not even gonna go near them.
Climbing on the back of the couch to kill a spider that's on the ceiling that's smaller than my fucking thumbnail.
It's big, and it's black. It needs to be killed.
Like wolf spiders and
hey,
stuff?
I don't know what
didn't
they are.
We just have
no, I'm not
a conversation
racially
about
insensitive.
Racism?
No, I meant the spider. It's like the ones that are like this big, the bodies are. It's big enough. It just needs...
Whatever.
It's got... No.
It's not a brown recluse. Brown recluses don't even look scary, and they'll fucking kill your ass.
I know that.
And those are the only ones we have around here.
That are bad, yeah. That's why I won't move south.
That's not what I got bit
and
from.
And they're reclusive, so you don't have to worry about them. They
yeah,
don't
as
like
long
humans.
As they're not, like, burrowing in your shoe or anything like that.
Right. Yeah.
Which you don't know.
Yeah,
I like
to work, I bit by one. It's fucking... This is when I first started. And he started a week before me. And he came to work. I don't know. We weren't in the union yet, so we hadn't been there 3 months. But his arm, he got bit, like, up around here. Like north of your elbow towards your tricep maybe. And when he came into work, it was like looked like a perfect fucking ring. It was like dark purple and then yellow on the inside of it. Kind of looked like a bullseye. And we're like, wow, dude, what happened to your fucking arm? He said, I don't know, I went to sleep in my chair and I woke up like this. A couple more days go by and he's like grabbing it and holding on to it like you kind of need to go get that checked out, bud. You know, that looks like a spider bite or something. And he's like, no, okay, well, I'm not in the union. I can't miss any time. They'll fire me. Like, yeah, it's better to lose your arm. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Or die than not have this job. You know, but he was old. You know, he's 58, 59 years old. Fucking workhorse.
Yeah.
You know. And he just... He did end up going to the doctor, but he went after work and came to work the next day, and he'd been bitten by a brown recluse. And that fucker went from the bottom of his shoulder blade to the middle of his forearm, and it was all fucking black and blue and just looked like his shit was going to fall off.
But yeah, it kills your skin. It rots it.
From the inside out.
Yeah, it's bad, bad. My cousin got bit by one.
Did it?
He got it treated pretty quick, but... It can be horrible. Thank God that's all we have to deal with up here. But
right. And they're few and far between. It's rare to even know somebody that's been bitten by one.
Yeah, so. I know I got some in my basement. But
oh, wow. Okay, I'm not going in your fucking basement.
They're common, but it's uncommon to be bit by them.
Right. Because they're reclusive.
Yeah, you gotta piss him off. He probably like rolled over on his in his sleep on one.
Well, it could have been down in the chair.
Yeah,
and just tried to come out or whatever. But I've never even seen one.
Yeah.
You know? And they're commonly mixed up with other types of spiders because they look so much
very
like
very similar to other ones, yeah.
They look like daddy long legs.
Centipedes can be pretty poisonous, too.
I know. Centipedes?
Yeah.
Like, how do they even bite you?
I don't know. They got lots of little legs.
Well, our flesh isn't made of leaf foliage. We're a little bit tougher than that. You know, granddaddy longleg spiders are highly poisonous.
But their teeth are too small.
They can't penetrate our skin.
Yep.
Well, I just want to know what one bit me.
What would happen if you ate one, though? Since they're so highly poisonous, I just wonder.
I don't know. Let's eat one and find out.
Yeah, that'd be a good
challenge. It could be
challenge.
The next teenage drug craze.
Right.
Tyson, let's see some spiders. Man, we'll be cheesing before you know it.
Tyson, that one time at his house, ate that one green, I don't know what that fucking thing was.
I don't even remember.
Looked like a worm.
Grub or a bee moth or something. Bee moths are white, though.
This is like, it was this long and about that fat, and it was green.
Tomato worms get like that. They are disgusting.
He ate them at Tyson's house. He just picked it up. I don't know which child it was. There were so many kids at this point. It was the Covered Bridge Festival. So everyone and their mother was there with tents, and who knows where it came from. But he just picked it up off the ground.
So he'll put anything in his mouth?
And ate it.
He will, especially when he's drunk. Why do you think Sean was so mad at me?
And he's always drunk.
I called him yesterday, right, to tell him about the podcast today. And he said, yeah, we're going to the water bowl or whatever. And I'm like, all right, cool. And he said, yeah, I wasn't going to call you this weekend. I was like, well, why? You know, because I told him I was going to quit getting drunk, basically. And it's like, well, I didn't know if you're going to be like Belligerent Bill, because he's really an alcoholic. I mean,
yeah, bad.
Bad. But when he swings the other way, when he decides he's done drinking, he'll just cut everybody off in his life and can't drink around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which, you know, I guess if that's what he needs to do, that's what he needs to do. But
yeah.
I guess Tyson just thought I was going to be like that. Like, I'm too good for you now.
Because we did that when we quit smoking, too, you know.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he's halfway through a 30-pack at this point at the water bowl.
Sure he is.
At least.
Yeah.
Probably having a good time.
I wouldn't be having that much fun in the hot sun. It's air-conditioned here.
But you can take your beer out into the water there.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be all right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I can do that in my shower, too, though.
God. Yeah. The fucking shower beers. I did try that after, I think we talked about that on a show once or something. A guy at work's always talking about that. About going home on hot days and drinking beer in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fucking crazy until you told me you did it, and two or three other people told me they did it. So I tried it. It wasn't bad. It's still weird drinking something in the shower, though.
Yeah. You can piss and shower and drink at the same time.
You can? Yeah. But how long do you stay in the fucking shower? I'm not in the shower very long.
Yeah, I don't finish a whole beer.
8 or 9 minutes I'm in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have a few drinks, shower off.
Yeah.
Get out, still have 3/4 of a beer left.
Plus, my house is air-conditioned.
Yes.
So when I come home, I'm already cooled off before I get in the shower. So I really don't take a cold shower. It ain't hot, but it'll be like lukewarm, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I still
want
to feel clean. I don't feel clean when I shower with cold water.
No.
I don't know. But when we first moved in here, before we figured out the trick to cooling this house down,
I was taking
cold showers because goddamn it was hot. How was Memorial Day this year compared to Memorial Day last year? Fucking rip-off. in my opinion. You know how cold it was this year on Memorial Day? It was like 55 fucking degrees.
Yeah.
We moved
in. It was 90 when we moved in here.
Yeah, we got, yeah. Nobody had to move this year, so it was cool.
Right? I did tell him I was moving out, though.
We did, yeah.
I think I scared the piss out of him for about half a second. Because we haven't got a new lease or anything. So it's like...
We're paying pretty much.
It's like, we don't have a lease. You know, we haven't been given a lease. So we're going to go ahead and move out.
On the 1st of June.
And they fucking look shit. At me like...
Uh-oh.
And Mike's like, fine, we'll just sell it. I was like, dude, I'm kidding. We just put it in a garden. I'm just going to leave that here.
Right. We just, you know, painted the hallway for nothing.
And we were talking about
that.
Did
all that work you
did. Yeah, put up the trim and shit. Oh, well. Well, we're about an hour in. You want to do one more crazy news story?
Sure.
One more.
Let's see what we got. Okay.
Ugliest dog?
This is funny. No.
Okay.
Blank-laced bullets designed to send Muslims straight to hell.
Pork.
Damn it. Did you read it?
No, but I'm fat and I like food.
Pork-laced bullets designed to send Muslims straight to hell. Why would they even waste the money on the pork to further this fucking fairy tale?
Same as they would to do... bullets and holy water for vampires.
Okay, number one, there's no vampires. Number okay, two, they really don't put holy water on bullets. Or in bullets.
Not in it. They used to.
Number three, there isn't really holy water. It's just fucking water.
Valid point.
You know what?
Come on, I had to get the anti-religion jab in there somewhere in this show. We can't go to show without it.
Right. All good. I'm just going to eat.
Spokane, Washington.
It is Spokane, and it's Washington.
I know it's Washington, but it's really Spokane?
Yes, yeah, it's Spokane.
That's how I've always heard it.
Why do they have an E at the end?
It's silent. Huh. We don't call people John without an H. Jahan.
You mean with an H?
Yeah. It's Spokane.
But E's at the end aren't generally silent.
This is.
What about Ohio? Lima or Lima?
It's Lima, Ohio.
Lima.
Yeah, I think it's people from Lima there call
Peru.
It. Right. Yeah, Lima, people from Peru. Ohio call it Lima, but, you know, the further away from Lima, Ohio you get,
it's
Lima. Because that's how it's pronounced in South America, so.
Yeah.
And yeah. But it is Spokane, it's Washington.
Bigger
Spokane,
than Ohio.
Washington. Okay.
Yes.
Are you still angry about the idea of an Islamic cultural center opening near Ground Zero? A group of Idaho gun enthusiasts decided to fight back with a new line of pork-laced bullets. South Fork Industries, based in Dalton Gardens, Idaho, claims its ammunition called G-Hog Ammo. G-Hog. That's awesome. Is a defense deterrent to those who violently act in the name of Islam. The bullets are coated in a pork-infused paint, which the company states makes the ammo haram or unclean, and therefore would keep a Muslim who's shot with one of the bullets from entering paradise.
That's just hatred right there.
With G-Hog ammo, you don't just kill an Islamic terrorist, you also send him to hell. I like it.
We're not racist.
No.
I promise.
You know... 95% of the Islamic community are peaceful. Obviously, there's some crazy fucktards out there that like to blow shit up in the name of Allah or whatever, Muhammad. Why not? I don't think, in the grand scheme of things, if there is a hell, that would necessarily send them there. They didn't ingest it by choice, but... I don't know. We should get a few rounds. Just saying.
Yeah.
Can we get what I asked for last night?
Yeah, with some G-Hog ammo.
I asked for one shotgun and two handguns.
Two handguns?
And one shotgun.
Oh. Yeah.
Preferably semi-automatic.
Yeah, but, I love the auto loaders. They are so nice.
But I won't be greedy when it comes to that. The handgun, I will be extremely greedy. So, just heads up there.
Okay, awesome. As long as we can get some G-Hog ammo. It'll work on Jews, too. Just saying. But they don't believe in hell. I don't know where they go if they're bad. Or if you're Jewish, do you just go to heaven just because you're Jewish? How's that work?
I don't... That's a very good question.
Huh.
I'll have to ask the... Jew cold. Yeah. I have to ask our resident Jew next time I go scrapping.
I'm going to go have to read Leviticus and find out what's going on. That ain't going to happen. Okay, for BUI number 98. My name is Mick.
J-Dub.
Shauna.
Okay, bye.